Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Lynn with Plasma Energy Solution, and
I'm Stephanie with PlasmaEnergySolution.com. And today we have Angie Carr with us.
And Angie is known as Food Goddess 50. So we're excited to share some ideas with Angie. And Angie, take it away if you have some questions.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for having me on today. This is awesome. I'm super excited. I found out through your company, through my friend Sean, which was what now, two couple months ago. And things are taking off and going really well. And people just love this plasma energy water. And same for myself. I have my own setup here in the kitchen. So of course I get so excited just to talk about it. And, so I do have a few questions for you, starting out. What do you think is your biggest seller and why?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I would take it to the plasma energy station just because that's the first thing that we started with. So volume wise, that has been the biggest seller. And it's a good place for people to get their toes in the water,
yeah,
so to speak. And when we're talking about energy fields, a lot of people are just kind of like, oh, you know, what's that? And so I did print something out, and I hope you can see that okay.
Yes, awesome.
And so what we have, you know, we all are pretty familiar with what our bodies are, but what we don't realize is that we have these energy fields around our bodies. And what you, I'm going to, one more time, what you see is what they call the Taurus energy. And we're basically electrical beings. Okay. And in order for that electrical conductivity to work properly in our bodies, we're 70%+ water. So I kind of deviated from our most popular seller, which I'm known to do. But, and then it'll be sometimes when we come out with something new or something special, that will kick in. A lot of people will find maybe the healthy man, healthy woman, kind of a good place.
I would say also the anxiety relief is a big one. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay. Awesome.
And we send out a lot of peace, but a lot of times that goes out just as a, like a complimentary thing. And peace is very effective. And we have both sprayed peace around our houses, around the exteriors. And you had an interesting observation about
it. I did. Peace is one of our plasma energy solution formulas. And I have sprayed it around the exterior and the perimeter of my house. And I live in the mountain. We live in the mountains. And there are a lot of deer in town, a lot of wildlife. And this fall, as it's gotten colder, the deer are congregating in my yard, and I will pull up and there'll be one like laying under the tree, and she doesn't, I mean, I come up the sidewalk that's like 5 feet from her, and she just lays there and she's like, "Hey girl." So it's just been really interesting, and they congregate in the backyard as well. I'll look out the side of the house and they're hanging out there. So it's just been really fascinating to watch that. And it's different than when I got here last winter. So it's just interesting. Just
well, yeah. And it's also, they aren't hanging out that way at the neighbor's house.
No, they're not. So I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's so I'm deer central.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you got the way out in the country too, don't you?
Well, we're actually in a small town in the mountains of Montana.
Yeah.
Beautiful country.
Yeah, it really is. And Angie, I'll show you something. This is kind of fun to do with your plasma energy water. This is an ice cube tray that I did. Okay.
Yeah.
You see how the plasma energy fields congregate in the center of ice cubes.
And, yes.
Okay.
I see. I've done the same thing, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
And this one was kind of a hoot because I've never had this happen. And this little plasma energy was trying to leave home in the ice cube field.
Oh my
So I call it the ice cube lollipop.
Yeah, it was just sticking straight up out of the tray. Yeah, pretty interesting.
So, you know, those are just some tiny tangible ways that we can show and explain plasma energy. And then also people have asked, you know, well, what is it? It's gas in the atomic nanosolid state. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense to people, but it looks like a powder when it's finished in our various jars and combinations, and that powder never dissolves. It just stays there. So it's what is energizing the water. And for people trying to gain an understanding, there's a similarity to homeopathy in the way that some of the energies are developed, and those would be the ones that are breaking down herbs and roots and leaves and things like that. So,
I've had asked me, I'm like, I'm trying to explain it the best I can. And then I'm like, and then when I think they stump me, I say, just give Lynn a call when I don't know. But yes, I find it interesting because you're saying that the plasma energy station has the most, right? It has 450 energies in it.
Well, and a lot of times when I combine things together, and a good example of that was when I did Heavenly Thunderbolt. So I combined some of our existing combinations with that. And when you do that, you probably end up, I can't even count them, but it's the combination and the intention of the combination that creates the effect. And Paul used to talk a lot about intention. And the best example I can show people is Masaru Emoto with the messages from water and all the pictures he took of water from frozen cells of water that he had done. And he had different intentions on the jars. So everything that was like love, joy, peace, were these beautiful snowflakes. And when he put dark messages on there, like I hate you or war or something like that, what came out were dark blobs.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really an effective message because when you think about that, and that was just, you know, under a microscope that he was looking at all these, a high powered electron microscope. But you think about the intention that's walking around in our bodies, you know, and so we're drinking plasma water, we're giving our bodies good quality to work with, and then we add intention.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
That's important. And I didn't really get that until I started getting into all of this. And I've seen that with a lot of, you know, life force energy technology and your plasma water with energies. I think, you know, I didn't get it because I was a nurse for 20 years and was all medicine, and seeing all of this is so new and so fascinating. Like you said, being electrical human beings like that and stepping on the earth and grounding, like all of this, I feel like is connected.
Yes. And we as human beings are not aware of exactly how powerful we are. That is, that knowledge has been taken. So this is a way to gain it back. And just by starting, you know, using our own intention, it's very powerful.
Yeah, I believe that. It's unbelievable. And how long has your company in plasma water, how long has it been around?
You know, Dr. Paul started studying this probably in around 2014. And it was an online course that he was taking, and the instructor was a foreign English speaker. And he finally said, I just can't understand this guy. No problem. I'll just type up the classes for you. Well, It took me about an hour to type every 10 minutes, and these classes were 4 hours long. But you're going back and forth between a video and did I hear that word right? And but what happened, Angie, is I learned it along with him. He was the scientific method guy, you know, very linear, do A and then B and then C. And he'd do things a certain way and then he'd try a different way. And so he's the one that really got the, what I would call the nuts and bolts of mechanical part. But because I understood what he was doing, then I could kind of bring to the table of, well, what if we mix this or what if we tried that? You know, because I'm a little, I'm, would you say, out of the box?
She doesn't follow recipes.
There you go. Yeah. In a nutshell, that'll tell what I'm all about, right?
I love it because I'm that way too.
Do you have more questions?
Yeah. So what has been, I guess, like testimonials, like people want to know, like, what is it doing for people? Like, what can you share for that?
Okay. I'll start with a short one and then okay. You can do, here's one I got from, Australia, because we do not send liquid out of the country. We spray our plasma energy combinations on paper towels and they go into very securely plastic wrapped patches. And so this woman wrote and said, I'm very impressed with your product. Crazy what a piece of paper can do. The plants have gone wild. It is hot and very humid here. Plus your product, and I can almost see the plants growing before my eyes. I thought that was great.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then this just actually came today. So I'll read just, it's a very long one. So I'll pull some stuff out here. Let's see. I use the pain and arthritis formulas on my hands throughout the day, especially at night when I go to bed. It helps me with the pain. I have gloves that I have soaked and dried to wear at night. The pain in my right hand has reduced significantly and my fingers are more flexible. I also spray my feet and legs when I go for walks and it eases the movement. Let's see. A few weeks ago, I felt yucky, kind of like a cold coming on. I took a cup of cold relief water and felt better throughout the day and never really got a cold. I also used the headache relief and it helped my headache in a matter of 5 minutes. I was surprised. My husband also tried the headache relief and he had the same results. I have a small bottle of the Clean Mouth in my bathroom. After I brush my teeth, I rinse out with the Clean Mouth water and then take a shot of water to drink. And then one more section of it, she's talking about the her dog and some of our dog formula. Daisy is our dog. She is a rescue. She used to have a lump on her right side toward the top of her leg. I've given her water in her bowl and spray the area with the lump. Over the past month or so, the lump has gone down. I have to look for the lump in order to spray it these days. She loves the station water. I give her a mixture of station water and the Super Dog Plus water in her bowl. One day I miscalculated the placement of my cup when I was using the spigot from the station water and spilled some water on the floor. Daisy walked over and lapped up the water. Woohoo! So this lady is having a lot of great results and she's very excited. So
that's amazing. I love to hear what it's doing for people. And I actually have a couple testimonies myself. I had someone tell me on TikTok that they were spraying it on their hands and feet. And after a couple nights, no more pain that they were having. I could tell for myself that I have more energy. I could immediately tell the taste. The taste was so different. And they're different with each vial. Because I started out with Be Brave, Peace and Thunderbolt, Heavenly Thunderbolt. And that tasted one way. And then when I got the Plasma Energy Station, it was another taste. Am I the only one noticing that or is other people? It tastes really good. It tastes like fresh.
Like kind silky. Silky is how I describe it.
Yeah. Have you noticed? how it tastes different with different ones, or is it all supposed to be the same? But I've noticed it.
You know, I think that your sensitivity would be from your palate and you're really noticing things like that, because I had somebody who moved in upstairs. I have a main floor apartment and they have the upstairs. And when I met her, this was some time back, she said, "Oh, I've been curious to meet you." She said, "I just couldn't figure out what was going on down there because of all the energy I feel up here." And that was the first time I had somebody say something like that. But she's very energy field sensitive, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. where you're very taste bud sensitive. And to me, I agree with Steph. The water is very smooth tasting, and yeah. it's disgusting to go out and have a drink of a
tap water.
It tastes like alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And I did a blog at one point about, are you drinking dead water or living water? And mm-hmm. Victor Schaumburg was a
Schaumburger.
Thank you, Steph, an Austrian scientist. And he did a lot of work with waters and everything. And this was before World War II. And he went to the officials and said, "You are making dead water because of the way you're controlling riverways and mm-hmm. controlling vegetation that adds to the living quality to the water on the riverbanks." And he said, mm-hmm. within a generation or two, you're going to be drinking dead water and you're going to end up with people, dead water people, I guess is a way to put it. So it's just something to be very mindful of. And mm-hmm. And I do, I'll say this, I do encourage people, please use distilled or filtered water. Some people are fortunate enough to have a really good well. Anytime I've had people say, "Oh, my water's really smelling funky," or something, I'm going, okay, what is your water source?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a well, it tells me that they've had some contamination get into their well water.
So, mm-hmm.
I've said spring water before, but we have a spring that comes out of the side of the mountain here. And so I don't mean spring water at the grocery store with a label on it.
Yeah, I get mine like an hour away at a Fresh Springs.
Yeah.
I asked you about that too. People ask me if it's okay if it's alkaline water.
I think that's probably fine as long as the original source of that water was filtered or distilled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know,
okay.
And I can't wait to see it. I have a friend who, she said the water is so horrible where they live, they have to drink bottled water. And she made trivets out of the bar top epoxy. And then she cut out all kinds of little plasma energy treated, like butterflies and flowers, and put in this trivet. And they set their water on the trivets. And she said, the man where she lives took that his water to work as he does every day. Everybody at work got sick, and neither of the two of them got sick. So she says, "I know working with our water," and that's kind of an extreme situation where they just, you know, they're trying to manage a solution the best way they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do have another question. Does it matter where you're putting the vials on your container?
Only if there's an opaque part, such as if you have a large glass container that sits on a metal stand, don't put them on the metal part. The vials, whether you have paper or plastic or glass vials, they have to be on the clear glass part.
Okay, I'm actually going to show you mine right now.
Oh, nice. Good.
All right, hold on 1 second. That way people can see and tell me what you think. I don't know if, can you see it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, that's excellent. And people sometimes are worried about, well, there's a metal spigot, there's a metal lid. That's not an issue. The issue would be if you tried to put it in, like, you know, some of the water filters that are stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to work on those because the energy can't travel through the stainless steel.
Okay. Yeah, I thought, well, while we're on here, I might as well show you, make sure
good
I'm
job.
Doing it.
Good job, Angie.
Well, thank you. I show everybody my setup. They're like, oh, where'd you get those containers? We like that.
Yeah, I do like those containers. Mm-hmm. So,
So I share from each one every day. The plasma energy station's on the right, and then the other three are on the other. And that's the other thing. Does it matter how many vials you have per container?
No, I always suggest people do a mother source though.
Yeah.
And what I mean by a mother source, even if you use a small jar and put your filtered or distilled water in it, put your vial on that. And the main reason for doing that is if somebody came in the door and you wanted to specifically share your anxiety with them or your heavenly thunderbolt, if you have everything on there together, I mean, they're still going to get it, but it won't be the individual.
So what you're saying, that was, I think, confusing. What you're saying is have a mother source that you have made separate from putting the vials on your big container.
So you're saying one of each separately and then have them together? Is that what you mean?
Yes. And
okay.
People like to, you know, I get a lot of emails, where do you get the vials? And right now I'm able to find them on Amazon, and they're 2 dram glass vials with lids. And okay. I've tried going out online at other places, and I always end up back there because a lot of these places that do it are wholesalers. So they're mm-hmm. not going to be a retail outlet.
And to be clear, in the winter time though, we do send out plastic vials.
Yeah. I saw that.
They mm-hmm. freeze here, and then it's bad. The glass ones are a mess. So
yeah, you don't like frozen, right? Like break apart,
broken, and
yeah.
And everybody's unhappy when that happens. So when I tested it, I froze some in a plastic container, and then I took it out and threw it on the floor, and it didn't break. So that was my test.
Yeah. And what about specials? Can you go over that, how you do it every month? And I guess tomorrow we'll start a new month, right?
We will. And the specials are, would you say, freeform?
We kind of see what resonates with us each month mm-hmm. and come up with something. And we, for December, well, I'll let you...
Well, for December, we're going to continue the special we had in November, which was 20% off of everything. Now, there is something new that we did put out, and it's our preppers package. So it did not include 20% off of that because that's already a special price.
Right. And we are extending the preppers package in through December as well.
Yeah.
So we're happy with both of those because we came up with some plasma energy solutions that are fruits and veggies and protein that you can put on your energy station. And it just helps with good nutrients. They're non-GMO, organic.
Awesome.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, no herbicide, no pesticide. So mm-hmm. everything we sourced in for that, and it took us months and months and months. Steph would say, is this ready yet?
It was a long process. It took a long time to break down, but we made sure it was right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So also, can you let people know how they can pay? Like, can you go over the payment?
Oh, yeah. And I'm really sorry for the inconvenience because...
Oh, it's fine. Understand.
I've used PayPal for a long time, and they came up with a policy that they would keep a certain amount of my funds every month until they felt like releasing them, even though the orders had been fulfilled.
And it was a significant amount.
Yeah. And I was
crazy.
I got really fussy over that. So I just went, you know what? Things are kind of wonky anyway out there.
Yeah.
So I just went, we're going to go back to the old timey stuff. People can send me a personal check. I will wait for the check to arrive and then I'll send their order. Or mm-hmm. they can send me a U.S. postal money order. And if they take a screenshot of it and send me the screenshot, I will send their order right away. And I know that's not the most convenient place to run to for money orders, but I've avoided certain types of cashier's checks in the event that they would be refused or canceled out by the issuer service. And so that's the way I've handled it. And I appreciate that people really have embraced that. For people that have to use a credit card, I have let me back up. You go to the post office, do not take credit and do not take check. They want either a debit card or cash for that money order. Okay.
Right.
So if people can only use a credit card, I will come up with an alternative means of doing that purchase, and I'll explain it to them, you know,
okay,
by email of how we're going to do it. But it actually involves a third party, and it's just something I set up with somebody I do business with, and we make things work.
There you go. That's the bottom line. Make things work. And I also want to say to people that there's no shipping or tax.
Okay. I've had to back off of the shipping part. There's no tax because it originates here where it's not. And what I've had to do on the shipping, our costs have gone up quite a bit. And I thought, boy, how can I be fair about this across the board? So what I've done is say 6% of the price will be a shipping cost up to a total of $35.
Okay.
If somebody puts in a really large order, we know we can send it out in a priority box, and we're covered on that. So
okay.
I'm sorry that's the progress.
Oh, fine. I just didn't know. And thanks for telling me so I can tell people. So it's 6% of the total, right? And no tax.
Right.
Okay.
And 6% of the total after what we should cover, Angie, is when they use a coupon word, Food Goddess 50, which refers to you, they're going to get 15% off. But they have to use that word, because if they don't, I don't know that they knew you.
Right. And what I've told people is, like, say you're having the sale and you put thanks in to get the 20% off, then to put Food Goddess 50 in the comments so they know that it came from me.
Yeah, and I actually, my website helper put in a question they have to answer. How did you hear about me? Mm-hmm. And it's, one is your friend Sean, one is you, and the other check they can do is other. And it won't go on without their taking care of that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I got to cover this somehow.
Yeah. Well, it's really taking off when I was able to talk about it. I don't know. They're really getting on people like us that want to help people, but it's okay. Hopefully I can get people to my website to see all of this information so they can learn about your company, which is amazing. So I, you know, love both of you, and it's been great. I'm so thankful that I've been able to know about Plasma Energy Water. It's very thankful. I love it.
We appreciate you very much. And, you know, anytime that we can help by doing a video or whatever, you let us know.
All right. Thank you. I think we should keep doing them.
Yes.
If you have time, Angie, did you want to talk about that other testimonial we got?
Yeah. But do you have any other questions before we finish?
No, I think I'm good. Okay. Yeah, definitely our testimonies if you have them, sure.
Okay. So this one is from a woman who is actually a friend of the lady who wrote the first one I read. And let's see. Myself and my family and our pup Angel have been using the plasma waters for a couple of months now. Our pup was having severe skin issues, and we took her to the vet. They tried everything they knew to do, and nothing helped. I tried over-the-counter products, and not much change. I had given up until my good friend shared her plasma waters with me, which is something important to let people know. They can share them. One being the Super Dog Plus, and within a week, Angel had completely her skin had completely cleared up and nothing has come back. And then she says, the Healthy Woman water has helped both my daughters with their monthly cycle. No more pain or cramping. The younger one's eczema is clearing up now and has had relief from anxiety. My son and husband say they feel more energetic with just the station water alone. And I have had gut issues for quite a few years. And I use a combo of many of the different plasma waters and see a great improvement as well. And then the last thing she says is, we've started using the eye drops as well. I have had a problem with floaters and I'm starting to see improvement there as well after just a couple of weeks.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. I had one more on eyes too. And this was somebody who she had wavered for a long time about, oh, should I do this? Should I not? And so she said, I just wanted to tell you that I finally used the eye formula yesterday for the first time. I had made it, but had been so busy that I hadn't actually used it. Wow. The very first time I used it, the vision, even in my good eye, became more clear. And on my bad eye, I noticed a slight improvement. It was done about 11 a.m. And that night, I have a cat sitting here clawing at me. Okay, that night I did the drops in my eye again before I went to bed, sat here for about 10 minutes with my eyes closed, and then just went to bed. But when I first opened my eyes after the second time that I had put the drops in, things were just more clear in both eyes. I was pretty amazed. I really didn't expect it to do much the first time I used it, but I am going to keep on using it and try my best to use it twice a day. I really think this will make the little light thumbprint on my eye eventually go away. And what she meant by that was she had the beginnings of a cataract. And so she was hearing surgery, surgery, surgery. And Dr. Paul cleared up his own cataracts using
that. Wow.
Yeah. And he used it every day. And he didn't see much improvement for several months. And he just, I'm going to keep on. And one day he walked up, it was almost a year later, and we'd gotten some mail. You know how you get that little tiny print you can't even read on flyers?
Yeah.
He walked up and he started reading it to me. And I'm going, you are not even wearing glasses. I said,
wow.
That was really amazing. Wow.
That is amazing. Now, the eye that you're talking about, what's it called? Is it Healthy Eyes?
No, it's just called Eye Formula.
Eye Formula. Is that also plasma energy station?
It's a separate formula.
Yeah.
So it's not station water. It's a separate formula that comes all by itself. And then we send directions as to how to make the eye drops from it.
Okay. Interesting. Cause I'd like to try that.
You know, Angie, he did the eye drops with the 2/3 of like a little glass spice jar or a little plastic vial, 2/3 of the eye formula water and 1/3 of a good organic oil. And he said, you can use any oil you want. He used olive oil. You have to watch olive oil because some of it has a pepper note. And people that use it would say, this is stinging my eyes. Well, yeah, it has a pepper note. Try another olive oil. But the reason for the olive oil or fractionated coconut oil or whatever is when you put the oil part in your eyes, it won't just tear out of your eyes right away. It'll go slide down into your lower lid. When you blink, it'll go back up over your eye again for several times. So there's a longer time that it's in contact with the eyes.
Interesting. I never knew that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That sounds great. I would love to try that.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's helped my floaters.
Time out.
Uh-oh, did we lose time?
No, it says we're going to time out here pretty quick.
Oh, okay. I guess they gave us a little grace.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Zoom is saying, pay up, sister, or talk shorter.
Okay. Well, I appreciate both of you. It was amazing. I love learning about all of this. Thank you so much.
And Angie, give your, the way people are finding out about you, website and stuff.
So it's foodgoddess50.com is my website, and they can subscribe for free to see all the things I'm into and Plasma Energy Water is one of my top companies on my website. And I love it. I love everything about what you all are doing and helping so many people. And I see it. People love it. So thank you so much. I love it.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah. And again, we're plasmaenergysolution.com with lots of blogs, videos, articles, you know.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. You guys are awesome.
Well, we'll talk to you soon and just let us know any way we can help you out.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Angie.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.